JM in the AM on a Tuesday morning broadcast. Our friends at Yeshiva Derech Chaim have begun or are beginning. We'll get the details in a moment. Their incredible $1.6 million match campaign to support the yeshiva. Today and tomorrow, the 14th and 15th of February, every dollar is doubled thanks to a group of generous matchers. So every donation you give is worth double the money. Go to charity.com/YDC for Yeshiva Derech Chaim. Again, charity with a D, charity.com/YDC, charity.com/YDC. The Gifter family is one of those families that are very, very close and wonderful friends of ours here at JM and the AM and have been for years. And the director of development for Yeshiva Derech Chaim is Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, who is with us live via telephone and can shed light on the yeshiva and this campaign, which includes some amazing things, including a couple of brand new songs that we're going to be doing today. One attached to this conversation, the other one we'll do later on this morning here at JM in the AM. Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum, and good morning to all your global listeners.
Appreciate that very much. Yeshiva Derech Chaim is in the midst of a very, very significant campaign, a $1.6 million match. Rabbi Gifter, has the campaign officially begun?
Actually, it began, I would say, February 8th.
Wow.
Because we have a week of programming that goes on a week before the actual campaign to lead up, and it just gets everybody involved. There's a lot going on in this campaign. I think you have a copy of the schedule, so every day there's another video that goes up on the site. And as we get closer and closer to the campaign, if I may say, the videos just get better and better.
Well, because as you get closer and closer toward the end of the campaign, the videos start including some amazing musical selections and a lot of original artistic materials. So nothing against the Shiurim and all the wonderful Divrei Torah that have been featured so far, but you have to admit some tremendous originality and creativity is coming our way.
Correct. I couldn't have said it better.
Today and tomorrow, those are the 2 days that everybody out there has to keep in mind to go to charity.com/YDC to support this amazing campaign. Tell us about the yeshiva, Rabbi Gifter. Why would this global audience, why would we recommend to them to support Derech Chaim?
So Yeshiva Derech Chaim is around for 47 years already, and I myself am a Talmud of the yeshiva. I learned there in, I believe it was 1989 when I first came to the yeshiva, and I was there for a few years before I went to Eretz Yisrael. I came back to America and I went to Lakewood, and then when I got engaged, my wife was doing the Sarah Schneer program, and I was speaking to my friends in Lakewood, and I was asking them, like, you know, your wife also does the program. Like, how does it work? My wife gets out of class at 10 p.m. at night. Like, what time do you eat supper every night? And my friends would tell me, yeah, I eat at 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking to myself, this is ridiculous. I called up my Rosh Yeshiva, and I told them, you know, I'm in Lakewood now, but, you know, this is the situation, and I'd love to come back to the yeshiva. And they said, you know, you're welcome to come back with open arms. And I did. I went back before I got married. I joined the, you know, before I got married, I just joined the yeshiva kind of unofficially, but I learned with one of the rebbeim there. And after I got married, I stayed in the kollel. And then, you know, life went on. I ended up leaving, but I lived in the neighborhood and I kept my connection all the years. And then about 6 years ago, they invited me to come back to the yeshiva to work for them. And it was a tremendous opportunity. It's something that I cherish. And, you know, over all the years, I've been close to all the rabbis in the yeshiva. Now, just a little bit about the yeshiva itself. I told you that they're around for 47 years, and it's a little bit of a unique yeshiva. Most yeshivas are looking for the, you know, A student, and they want the best. And this yeshiva specifically is not looking for that. They're looking for the boy who wants to learn, for whatever reason, had, you know, various struggles. And they take and they help, you know, not just in the learning, but in really in every facet of life, you know, socially and learning. You know, if you'll go to the homepage at 10 o'clock, the homepage will be live. And you'll see some videos of our alumni talking about their experiences in the yeshiva when they were there, and now some of them are rebbeim, and they talk about what they're giving over to their talmidim because of what they've learned from their rebbeim in the Yeshiva Derech Chaim.
And we should mention that the yeshiva, after all these years, and the kollel, as you described, are going strong. And we, as you know, Rabbi Gifter, because you've listened to this show and you've been involved with us for God knows how many decades at this point, as you know, we love recommending those organizations and efforts that have a proven track record. And as you described, the yeshiva is going nowhere. It has made its mark. It continues to march on with a tremendous population of students, both in the yeshiva and the kollel. And when we say proven track record, that's what we mean. Support an institution that is accomplishing and making our community proud every single day. The charity campaign for today and tomorrow, is that officially launched, or is that also 10 o'clock this morning?
So the way the site works, it's already in pre-donate mode, and anybody that goes to the site now, you're able to donate. But in order to see all the videos and the content that's on the site,
right,
everything, you know, some of it is there already, right, but you'll see everything. At 10 a.m., everything will be live. And anybody that works with charity knows that their site is engaging. And, you know, it's a pleasure to deal with them.
Charity.com/YDC. Charity with a D, .com/YDC for Yeshiva Derech Chaim. Now, what is one of the reasons that people around the world will be interested in going to that site? Because you are providing for everybody, and I think you did this last year also, some original entertainment. And I don't like using that word in this context because it's more inspiration, and certainly, you know, that would be in a more appropriate term. But you get my point. I'm trying to paint a picture here that you're providing some music that people all around the world, even those not affiliated with the yeshiva, find fascinating and enjoyable. So tell us about, and by the way, for those of you who are aware of the Shapiro brothers, we are going to get to their medley at some time, Bli Neder, between now and 9 o'clock, which is also part of this campaign. But right now I want to focus on what the Gifter family has done for the Derech Chaim campaign. So tell us about the video, Rabbi Gifter, and what it's all about and what you hope to accomplish with it.
So I think the best way to begin is to express my amazement and appreciation to the one above about all the siyata d'shmaya that came through in putting together this project. I, believe it or not, I composed this song approximately 24 years ago. And when I composed it, at that time, the way the music world was working then, people knew about me, and singers were on a fairly regular basis were reaching out to me to see, you know, if I had material, if, you know, they can listen, you know, and I would send it to people. And naturally, I sent this song usually as one of the few songs I would send along. And for whatever reason, it just never went anywhere. No singer was interested in this song. And, you know, it bothered me a little bit. But, you know, I can't convince people to take something that they don't feel works for them.
Right.
And that's it. I shelved it. You know, fast forward 24 years, and then I decided when we sat down and we started preparing for this campaign and we came up with the theme and we came up with all the material, I said, you know, I have this song that I think fits into the theme very well. And the campaign consultant, Yaakov Ginniger, you know, listened to it and he said, yeah, let's run with it. And I reached out to Hill Kapnick, who was the, he's brilliant in my mind. He took the song, and I asked him for one favor before I gave it to him. I said, do me a favor. I said, listen to it. I said, it has a certain flavor, and I really want to keep that feeling, the emotion behind the song. I want to keep it, you know, in its wholeness. He listened to it, and he said, I love the song. I'm going to put it together. I'm going to do the music. He put together even, I would call it more like a demo of music, just so that we could do the vocals and then we could start working on the video while he's preparing the real music. So it was more of like a synthesized track. And that in itself, the way he put it together was just so amazing. I would tell you that even if you heard that, that would have passed as something spectacular. But, you know, then he came back to me, you know, I think it was about 2 weeks ago when I gave him the deadline. I told him, okay, I need the music to be finished by then. And when he gave it to me, I literally burst out crying. I could not believe the emotion that was behind the music that he put in was exactly what I intended. Anybody who deals with music I would say as a composer, anybody who composes and gives their songs out knows the dangers, I'm going to call it, of you never know what's going to happen to it when you give it to an arranger and right. he starts putting music to it.
Right.
He understands it one way, and the composer had a totally different thing possibly in his head.
Right.
I would say that this song came out exactly, not a smidge different from what I intended and what I wanted from the song. And I thank the one above for making that happen.
And who are the participants? We're going to hear whose voices in this selection.
So that's a story in itself. You know, when I decided to do it, I said to myself, okay, my two little ones, my 5-year-old and 8-year-old, they're home. I could take them pretty much to the studio whenever, you know, I have the ability. But I have a son learning in Israel this year, and I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to involve him? Like, he's in Israel. I know technology nowadays allows that. You could just, you know, record over there, email it, and it's no big deal. But just the logistics, you know, how are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? Will the timetable work out? I called up my son, and I asked him, I said, look, I want to record the song. I said, can you find out, is there a studio near you? 2 days later, he calls me back. He says, Ty, you're not going to believe this. He said, there's a studio right around the corner from me. I said, okay, listen, just arrange it. I'm emailing you the soundtrack. I said, you do the vocals. I told him which parts to do. And I said, just try to get it done as quickly as possible. It happened to work out unbelievable that he went there. Israeli style, the studio is, I think the guy's whole apartment is a one bedroom, and the kitchen, the bedroom, and the studio is all one room. And, you know, but he did a phenomenal job. He emailed it back, and we mixed it together. And, you know, it was just an unbelievable process.
So it is
true. I have another son.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I have another son in yeshiva that's not home very often. And it happened to work out that Sunday of Hanukkah, I was going for a family get-together in Muncie, and Hill Kapnick has his studio in Muncie. And I told him, I said, I know we recorded the week before. I said, but do me a favor. I just need an hour of your time. I want to bring this one son. I would love to include him as well. And sure enough, he said, you know, I have exactly an hour that I can give you. He said, if you can make it during that hour, I'll give it to you, no problem. And it worked out. We went there. I think we were done in 45 minutes, actually. And Baruch Hashem, it worked out great.
It is truly a gifter family project, and we get to hear the final package in just a moment. The original composition by Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, performed by his family. All part of the Yeshiva Derech Chaim campaign, which is going on through tomorrow. We are encouraging our listeners. As Rabbi Gifter, Director of Development, has reminded us, this is a yeshiva with a proven track record around for decades, both the yeshiva and kollel, and worth support from around the world. You can go to charity.com/YDC, that's charidy.com/YDC for Yeshiva Derech Chaim, and participate. It's a $1.6 million match, and again, every dollar is doubled today and tomorrow. Not too early to give. One could literally give right now at charity.com/YDC and participate. And certainly if you enjoy this song as composed by Rabbi Gifter and performed by the Gifter family, then certainly they are asking you to please feel inclined to support the yeshiva in honor of the fact that this song is now associated with this year's campaign. Rabbi Gifter, a pleasure to speak to you. Good luck with the campaign. I'm assuming you, like everybody else, are ready to hear the song.
I am, and I would like to dedicate the song to my father-in-law.
In memory of your father-in-law.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure he's smiling down on us.
Amazing. He had an unbelievable appreciation for Jewish music. I'm laughing only because I'm overstating the obvious.
Yes.
I can only imagine what he would say, knowing that his son-in-law and grandchildren are about to present this to the entire world through this venue. God bless you, Rabbi Gifter. I hope the campaign's a major success, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you, and thank you to all your listeners.
Rabbi Yaakov Gifter, the Gifter family, presenting this selection in honor of the Yeshiva Derech Chaim fundraiser. All the details about the campaign, and of course about this entire week of igniting the fire within with this week of warmth from the yeshiva, is available now at charity.com/YDC. Again, charity.com/YDC. Here is the song, and you are listening to JM in the AM.
אשכח, לא אשכח פיקודך, כי בומחי זוני. ואוי, לא אשכח, לא אשכח פיקודך, כי בומחי זוני.
That's the Gifter family, Ma Hafti. Those of you out there who are heading to the site, you'll notice that there's a video for that song. If you go to charity.com/YDC, Derek Chaim actually has a video of that song. Really beautiful venue. A nice video with a tremendous message. A lot of heartwarming scenes. Check it out. Check out not just the song, but the video as well, and enjoy it. And again, go to charity.com/YDC for information and to support the yeshiva. By the way, as we said, there's one other selection. I don't know why I have to wait till later on. I could do it right now. The Shapiro brothers are alumni of the yeshiva. And And there is a medley entitled Achenu, the Shapiro Brothers Medley, which is also part of the musical presentation for the Derech Chaim campaign. So here we go. It's the Shapiro Brothers, Achenu, Shapiro Brothers Medley. I believe for the first time ever, right here on a Tuesday morning broadcast at JM in the AM.
Soy, vira, soy, si, ay, rosa, shay.
Hashem. Derech Chaim alumni, the Shapiro brothers, and America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSegal.com and the NahumSegal Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.